This is the first episode of the New Hampshire Independence Podcast. I'm Riley Blake. Joining me on this first episode is Russell Canning, who happens to be a Free Stater and has been part of the Free State Project from the very, almost the very beginning. Russell, what brought you to New Hampshire?
I've been, you know, I moved to New Hampshire in 2004 and then moved away in like 9 or 10. And then I moved back here last April. So I've been back for a while. And the focus of my activism since I came back is NHExit. So that's what I'm interested in.
What brought you to New Hampshire?
Well, because of the Free State Project, the idea of us all, I wasn't at the beginning of the Free State Project. They started in like 2001. I joined up in like 2003 when we were voting on the state, and I wanted Wyoming to win or Montana or Alaska, something like that. So originally I had opted out of moving to any place back east. So when New Hampshire won, my dad was opted out and I was opted out. And then a few months went by and I decided, I'm going to go join all those crazy guys. So I decided to come.
Nice.
So, yep. And then I've always liked the idea of state secession, even when I lived in California. I liked the idea. So for me, that's always been an important part. You know, the idea of coming here to New Hampshire with the other guys. Some of us were into the idea of decentralizing states from the United States. So that seemed like a good idea. So that's part of it. That's always been part of it for me. When I interviewed Jason Sorens for our NHExit podcast, like 2 years ago now, maybe, you know, he was telling us how he doesn't really think we should secede. And in the past, he's thought that was a possibility and that sort of stuff. So now he doesn't think that. So that's another thing I'm going to be doing is trying to re-interview some people and see what they think right now.
Oh, nice. So who is Jason Sorens? You mentioned that name.
Yeah, he's the guy he came up with the idea of the Free State Project, thinking that it's hard for libertarian type people to get anywhere all spread around. So he decided, came up with the idea of let's concentrate. And some other guys agreed with him. And I found them later. So he lives here now. He's been here for, I don't know, 10, 12 years, who knows how long. And he spends his time right now mostly messing around, investigating the ideas of what zoning does bad for people and stuff like that. That's what I've noticed.
Okay.
He spends time looking at that and seeing how you restrict people's things. There's always all these unintended consequences.
Yeah. So he sounds like he's more interested in getting zoning so that the local city or whatever isn't creating a lot of problems for people who want to build or things like that, right?
Yeah, the last speech I heard him do was like 2 years ago at Porkfest.
Which is the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, and this was happening in Lancaster 2 years ago when I was there. And he was having a speech discussing how when you look at the numbers, the most effective thing you can do is locally, you know, inside your local government. So that's what he was advocating. So kind of also, that's the thing when you're talking about zoning, you're attacking things on the local level, not even county or state.
Right.
You know, whereas I'm thinking, I like the idea of decentralizing as much as possible. And the more I've been thinking about it, you know, I don't think having a city or a town in New Hampshire separate from the county or state would make that much difference. Same with my county here in New Hampshire, Cheshire County, leaving New Hampshire wouldn't make any sense or do anything.
Yeah.
But New Hampshire leaving the United States really separates us. really brings things, good things right away, and gets us out of things like the World Health Organization, the UN, and things like that right away, you know.
Right. And if New Hampshire leaves the United States, it creates an interesting dynamic because we've got Maine and Vermont and Massachusetts bordering us. And so they either have to decide how they want to trade with us, or they have to decide to kind of leave with us as well.
Yes, I would guess that we would just keep trading. That's what I would think.
We also
have a tiny border with Canada, but that road does not have very many people going on it.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that goes between New Hampshire and Canada goes through Vermont to get there. That's how you get to Montreal and stuff.
Okay.
somebody was joking the other day that if New Hampshire was to secede, maybe parts of Vermont would want to join us. And I think that the area of Vermont called the Northeast Kingdom, the part that's north of New Hampshire,
uh-huh.
I think they would want to join us.
Okay. That might be an interesting dynamic in the United States if, you know, the Northeast New England, parts of it decide to break away.
Yeah, we were joking about that the other day with Dave Ridley, that he was thinking that if we started getting close to seceding, that places like Portsmouth might want to join Maine and Keene might want to join Vermont, and then some parts of Vermont might want to join us.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff would become in play, you know, once you stop having your mind stuck on the as Tom Woods likes to say, you get stuck that there has to be 50. You know, there has to be 50. It was always ordained this way.
Yeah, and we all have to stick together. This union is a sacred union that was ordained by God for some religious people. So, but, you know, you seem to hold to the idea that it's okay to break up the United States. It's totally fine.
Yeah, I think also if New Hampshire leaves the United States, then Washington, D.C. or Puerto Rico should become a state, and they can have their 50 that way. They'll be all set.
There you go. I think the big thing that we have to mention, too, is that, you know, there are other states wanting to leave the United States as well, Texas included.
Yeah, I mean, Texas would be the biggest one. They've been the most vocal that way over the last 150 years, you know, and they have lots of reasons. There's little groups in lots of different places that have been like that, either just parts of states like the country of Jefferson that was part of, you know, before Pearl Harbor, it was part of Oregon and part of California that wanted to break away.
Yeah.
And other places. But the people we work with the closest is one of the groups in Texas, the Texas Nationalist Movement. So they're like TNM.me is their website. That's who we interact with a lot. We like them a lot. We also have had some connections with some of the California guys, but there's kind of different groups vying for power in California, and some of them we have varying amounts of connections with them. The Texas guys we have a lot in common with, but like Daniel Miller and some of those guys at the Texas group, they like the idea of joining NATO afterwards, I think, and forming a military based on those kinds of ideas. And most of us that are into New Hampshire exit, I don't think we have any formal plans for how there would be a military. But I guess we'd be leaving that up to whatever New Hampshire decided.
It sounds like it. It sounds like, you know, the people I've interacted with here are very anti-violence toward the state or having no military whatsoever or anti-war. And it's just an interesting dynamic because you would think that people who are all about secession are about, hey, let's break away. And if the feds come after us, we're going to use violence to protect ourselves. It seems like you are opposed to that idea.
Yeah, I don't. None of our buddies in the New Hampshire secession movement want to do it violently. I mean, there's no reason for us to do it that way, and it would just make it worse. I mean, there's no reason for us to go to war with the United States. And then that just sets precedence later in other groups when they've used violence to do it. Well, then they tend to fight with each other afterwards too. So we don't want to enter New Hampshire civil war that happens afterwards.
Right. And, you know, war just begets more war. And it just seems like, you know, the harder you war against each other, the more war you're going to have.
For me, the main reason to do New Hampshire breaking free from the United States would be to get out of wars. Right now, it doesn't matter what state, you know, what U.S. senators or what U.S. congressmen get elected here and sent to Washington. Even if we sent the most wonderful anti-war delegation, they would not have to be listened to. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
You know,
care
we don't have a voice in the U.S. government. Yeah. So they spend money without asking our permission. And even if we sent a full slate of five people to Congress and they were all going against war, they would just be individual tiny voices in the Republican and Democratic parties and in their houses, and they wouldn't care. Whereas if we left, we would be like a Caribbean country where we're just not at war with anybody.
Yeah, and that would be more interesting to me because, you know, war just seems like a bad idea. It doesn't seem like a good, effective way to solve problems. What do you think New Hampshire would look like as an independent nation?
Yeah, in some ways that's hard to picture. I know lots of people would move out, and even more people would move in. I picture us having completely open trade relationships with the surrounding states, you know, the surrounding U.S. states that are left, and being able to and through our port and through the airport out to everybody else. I think maybe we might even want to make a special way for people to travel between Maine and Massachusetts. There already is a toll road between those places. Maybe we just make a special corridor where you can go in there.
Or
abolish
the toll road.
Well, except for I kind of like the toll road because it's its own special thing. But, you know, maybe it could be a non-government thing.
Yeah, that'd make a lot more sense.
I always picture this this idea. You hop onto the toll road from Massachusetts. You drive up and you get off on one of the, on a humongous tax-free zone place for you know, like being in an airport where it's duty free.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
And have this huge duty free zone that people from Mass and Maine come to and then go back. In New Hampshire, you have all the little city and town politics that will continue on, that would only intensify, I would think. And then right now I like the idea of we just continue as New Hampshire. It was a country before, right? It's this small republic. Mm-hmm. You know, 1.3 million people now or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, not a big place, but it can do its own stuff. And then we'll be deciding things amongst that. And I think it would attract certain people to come here. We already don't have income taxes. And then if you don't have federal income taxes, then it really goes up the excitement.
Oh, yeah, because federal income taxes are quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for some people. I mean, you can be talking 30-40%.
Yeah.
For some things.
So lower taxes, you know, free trade with other people. What about currency? What do you think a currency would look like for New Hampshire?
Yeah, the more I think about it, some guys, especially like some of the Austrian economics guys, talk about how often countries don't switch their currency very quickly. Like in the United States, you know, with the colonies and then with the states, they were using dollars, which were what? Spanish silver dollars. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, at the beginning, they weren't using, they didn't invent their own new money. I think for the most part, people would still be doing transactions denominated in U.S. dollars, since that's the most prevalent thing in the whole world, and it's normal for most of us. But, of course, we need to make it so it's legal for people to do things with silver, gold, crypto, you know, whatever they feel like. And I'm sure that sort of thing would open up when we're not underneath the under the thumb of the Federal Reserve System. We're not forced to do the stuff that they want. So that makes a big difference.
Right. And then we don't have to worry about inflated currencies, you know, a worthless dollar, or the government saying we can't use Bitcoin for currency or gold or silver. So it would be mm-hmm. nice to have a more independent nation.
That's also some of the stuff that it makes sense for us to do now is to push for legal tender things or stuff like that in New Hampshire now, ahead of that, to start making it normal to use other things. You know, there's some states, including New Hampshire, that are tinkering with that. And some places like maybe Utah and Texas have done some things. And even Nevada and Wyoming have some of that, where they're, you know, talking about, well, it's legal for you to pay a bill in silver, say. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that kind of stuff. And, you know, why not have, there'd be a lot of incentive for free market people to invent stuff here and have it housed here or, you know, centered here. That, and then that would really attract a lot of exciting possibilities.
Oh, for sure, because New Hampshire would be definitely a richer nation if people got to keep more of their money.
And then down the road, I don't know why New Hampshire couldn't be a tax haven for people once they realize, you know, as time goes by and they realize that their money won't be stolen, I don't know why we wouldn't be able to attract as much outside investment like the Bahamas does, or Monaco or places like that. I think we would be in that kind of category. Also for the, you know, the net income per capita and stuff like that, New Hampshire would be way up. We usually would rank 5th to 10th in the world for that. And we're really competing with those special tax haven places. We'd be above all the normal countries in Europe and stuff like that. The only people that could compete with us would be those small specialized places.
Right. And it would be nice to have a special economic zone in New Hampshire, or make New Hampshire a special economic zone as well. Is there anything else we'd like to cover about secession?
One thing I was thinking is, since this is our first one, I was pulling up some of the different organizations that are currently working on this.
Yes, you mentioned that there are several organizations working on New Hampshire independence.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just looking at my tabs on my screen here. So one of them is nhexit.us, which is people like Ian Freeman and Chris Wade that are behind that, and they do a good job of reporting on stuff. Mm-hmm. And I interact with them all the time. I'm nhexit.org. That's my little website. And then Steve Vallee is doing the Club 75 Alliance.
Who's Steve Vallee?
So he has the idea of trying to attract people that live in the United States right now who make more than $75,000 a year, because they're the people that are hurt with income tax is the worst.
Okay.
And his idea is to get them to move here, you know, not leave the United States. You can come here and then push for getting out of the United States. And he wants to do it completely legally through working through the United States government. So that's where he differs from people like me who think New Hampshire should just vote to leave. Mm-hmm. And then he liked the idea, then they already don't have to pay income tax here. And then if they split from the United States, then they don't have to pay that. So you can find him at club75alliance.com. Steve Valet, he got here, he moved from Manhattan to here.
Okay.
In like 2003, he beat me here and he's been here this whole time.
Wow.
And then we have the New Hampshire Independence PAC. NHIPAC.org. And that's a political action committee that's all set up with the state and acknowledged by them that helps give money to legislators and push certain legislation. We heard this week that Matt Santanastasio from a couple towns over from here is in Ringe. Is going to be sponsoring the, you know, 2 years ago, last year we lost the CACR vote, CACR 32 vote, mm-hmm. where we were wanting to peacefully secede and it went down in flames. Well, he's going to propose that he's going to do the paperwork for that soon. And then that'll happen. Then we'll try to do that next year.
Oh, nice.
In the January session.
That should be good.
And then there's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which is like a think tank and puts out info about this. And you find them at nhindependence.org.
Great. Thank you for all the info. This concludes the first episode of the New Hampshire Independence Podcast. I'm Riley Blake. Thank you, Russell, for joining me.
Thank you.